Good afternoon, everybody. Am I coming through okay back there? I don't know if this is even on. We'll double check it here in a moment. I'll just speak up right now to make sure we're getting through. Welcome. I trust everybody had a good Thanksgiving. It's good to see everybody back here again. And it's nice that we've gotten through. And those of you that were traveling, we trust that everybody got back safely. And that includes me. It's been I've put quite a bit of miles on this weekend. A couple of things as you leave today. The December calendar is already out, even though we're still almost a week away from it yet. We wanted to make sure you had this in your hands because there's so much in the month of December. But one thing we were not really able to get into there is a little something. I sent it to most of you by email with Thanksgiving. Those of you that are on our email list may or may not have seen it. For those of you that don't get email, I've put some paper copies in the back, and the biggest thing that is on here is that our Christian Life Center is now closed and may now have to remain closed almost all the way to Christmas, which means that while we're going to be having our Advent dinners, the groups that are going to be hosting those can use the kitchen. We're going to have our dinners over here now. And so we ask, when you come over, we'll get this thing solved, where the tables are going to be, where the food is going to be served. We'll have all that solved by the time we get to our first Advent meal Wednesday night, because that is our first one this coming Wednesday night. Who knows, it may start something very, very special, but we're going to work through that the first couple days of this week, because the work that they've ended up having to do over there is turning out to be far more extensive than most of us thought it was going to have to be. And so that's going to be completely shut down now for probably, most of the month of December. But we'll do the best we can with that, and we will continue to have our meals 6:30, and then the services in here, all of our Advent services starting around 7:15. So we hope you can join us for those. If you have been kind of going through our Thanksgiving services through the years, you've had a chance to see, and maybe we got it put up the Sunday before Thanksgiving, but most of the time, the way the calendar works is that right after Thanksgiving is when Advent starts, so all that Thanksgiving stuff's got to be kind of out of the way. Well, this year, Advent doesn't start till next Sunday, so I kind of wanted to just point that out, because the people that work on that, and it had been Mary Oles up until this year, by the way, do an incredible job with that. But a lot of times, very few of us ever get to see it, just because, by now the Advent wreath is up and all the other things we have to do. But with this one weekend, I wanted to kind of, if you want to, after worship, just come up and see that nice little display. They really do a pretty job with that thing there. And it really sets the mood for us, even as we come into a weekend in which we are celebrating the last Sunday of the church year, Christ the King. So thank you for joining us for that. Next weekend, especially as Advent begins, after our 11 o'clock service on Sunday, we're going to be doing what's called the hanging of the greens. We'll be putting up, decorating the trees, and we've got garlands and lights and things that we're putting in different places. The more help we have, the quicker it goes. And I know this is a Saturday crowd, but for everybody that comes, we are going to be serving pizza. And it worked out really, really well last year to help bring a few more people than we thought we were going to have. And again, the work got done quickly. We're going to do that again this year after late church next week. Also remember that for the script orders that we did in November, it was a big month in November. Starting again next week, there are no script orders being taken this weekend. But starting again next week, the first three weekends of December, we will be taking orders, and then you'll getting them the following weekend. And that's for these faith cards that help support the ministry of our church. And if you're going to be giving out gift cards as gifts, a wonderful opportunity to help us also as you're doing something like that. So be thinking about helping us with that there. So just one other quick announcement regarding our Saturday worship. We worship, for the most part, on Saturday, 51 Saturdays out of the year, but the 52nd is in 2 weeks. The Newport Richey Christmas Parade would, Faith Factor's at it, and because of the timing of it, and we've got an event that's going on during worship, we really don't want that kind of, I know that we have services like this one that don't involve Faith Factor, but there comes a time when we would just assume if they're going to be doing what they do down at the Christmas Parade, and it's a beautiful time and a beautiful setting to have a Christmas parade, we're going to ask that you join us at the parade. You don't have to walk with the float or anything like that, but if you're there and enjoying that parade just like everybody else does, it'll be a wonderful thing. That's in 2 weeks. So no worship at 5 o'clock in 2 weeks. So service of Holy Communion as we usually have it then next week. And Faith Factor will be back, lead our music for next Sunday's or next weekend Saturday service. Okay, that's all that I have. And so let's begin then, as we always do, by standing and greeting one another in the peace of the Lord. Our order of worship this evening is based on Divine Service Setting 4 that is in our Lutheran service book, so starting on page 203, or you may follow along up on the screen. We begin by calling to mind our baptisms in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept the record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word and call upon him in prayer and praise, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace, for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray this prayer together. Lord Jesus Christ, so govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit that, ever mindful of your glorious return, we may persevere in both faith and holiness of living, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. This is the gospel of our Lord. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you as we prepare for his return into our lives and into eternity. Amen. Friends, just in the last few days, when I wrote this, there had been a recall of romaine lettuce. So this might have been 6-8 weeks ago, something like that. Maybe it's been longer than that. And I had recalled that, and I was going to put that into the beginning of this message. I didn't know it was going to happen a second time just this past week. And part of what we spent our time talking about at the Thanksgiving table was how many of the people at the Thanksgiving table had eaten some romaine lettuce since the time that they had announced that recall, before all of it disappeared off the store shelves. Well, especially since they don't know what's going on with that, who knows? Romaine lettuce, for a while, maybe an extended while, may disappear from our store shelves. But if they find out that there's something systemic about the growing of it or something like that may disappear forever. And a lot of people may never know what that ever was. Now that's happened to a lot of products over the course just of our lifetime. And there are some things that we kind of had to say good riddance to. Things like lead and mercury that were in different products from paint and gasoline, and we're finding out all the problems that they caused. Nobody really is going to miss that. There are some other things that they went quickly and banned and come to find out that, well, maybe it's not so bad after all. How many times have we circled through in life, for example, coffee is bad for you, not bad for you, bad for you, not bad for you. It's a rolling circle, and I don't know which is the prevailing research this week. I heard something just a couple weeks ago again, but somehow or another, generations have continued to consume coffee. When you've had weekend, I've had maybe a little bit too much coffee, but that's, you know, what it is. But for us to be able to do without things, whether food products or anything else, so be it. You know, just yesterday we had Black Friday. And I'm starting to see a new trend. And it's a trend that I'm seeing as I'm visiting people in Christian churches, where all of a sudden, where not that many years ago, almost every one of us had gotten into that phenomenon known as Black Friday and wanted to be in line and all that sort of thing. All of a sudden, not only have we lost interest, but we've gotten ourselves questioning, why are we spending so much time focused on what is essentially stuff when maybe we're not spending near as much time focused on something else? All those things you can see. I mean, whether it's Thanksgiving Eve or Thanksgiving Day, the newspaper comes out and it's the biggest, thickest one of the year. And it's filled with things. But the most important thing, or person as the case may be, that we celebrate this weekend is probably not in any of those ads. You can't see him. He is coming again soon on the clouds on high. But because we can't see him, is he being treated like perhaps some of these other products will, that he is being forgotten about as well? You know, Jesus told us, stand on guard. Be on your watch, for you don't know when I'm going to return. But in order for people to stand guard, be on their watch, prepare themselves for his return, they're going to have to understand just what exactly it is that they're waiting for. Who this person is who's coming again soon? If you don't know what he did the first time, how is what he's going to do when he comes back the second time ever going to make any difference in the lives of people? On this weekend, we celebrate Christ the King, who was unlike any king that there ever was, who was a king that preferred to serve humbly and preferred to serve, period, rather than to be served. Preferred for all of this pomp and whatever else that goes with it as he made a triumphal entry to be on top of a donkey, to have the blaze of the king's glory, the ultimate victory found on a wooden cross. This is a king that is unlike any other. There is this old statement, you know, whenever a king had passed, the king is dead, long live the king. The idea being is that the kingdom will always continue, even if the king does not. But in our case, both king and kingdom will be continuing forever. Because I don't remember that statement associated with the cross. I think the words that we remember are, "It is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And people walked away from the cross, beating their breasts. And a centurion echoed, "Surely this man was Son of God." Quite a different thing for somebody who came into this world, yes, to reign forever. But that's who we're waiting for. And hopefully, we have found some things to understand how important it really is. Now let's talk about that return for a moment. Thankfully, the version in Mark is a little shorter and slightly less detailed than some of the other versions that we read in Matthew and in Luke, because those last days are truly going to be frightening. If the sun is going to start to fail to give off its light, and the reasons for that are many. You know, there have been some times when there have been some huge volcanic eruptions in this world, and it literally, it cooled the entire world for a couple of years, and the sky always had a little bit different of a sheen to it than what you're used to seeing it, because it had generated so much smoke and whatever. Now eventually, you know, the world that the Lord has created was an incredible world. It was able to deal with all of that, but not necessarily immediately. So, I mean, exactly how that's going to happen, we don't know. The one thing we do know is that when he says that day, that moment is going to come, and nobody knows when that day or hour is. The angels don't, not even the Son, but only the Father. Well, it is going to be at a particular moment in history. Now, one thing we've learned, because, you know, we have got this globe that has a 24-hour day. And as part of a 24-hour day, that means that when that moment comes that he returns, somewhere it's going to be breakfast time, somewhere it's going to be lunchtime, somewhere supper time, and somewhere it's going to be in the middle of the night. And we can't know where our spot is going to be. So it isn't just when, in terms of century, decade, year, month, whatever, he's going to come, but even the time of day, have we prepared ourselves? Friends, one can wonder, well, what am I supposed to do to prepare? Preparations, my friends, come in two forms. One of the reasons that Christians have always had their lives and hearts centered in prayer at various times of the day, prayer as they get up in the morning, prayer with meals to invite our Savior to be a part of our table, prayers at bedtime. It's almost like we are making sure that even in the moments when we can't necessarily devote 100% attention to wondering if this is going to be the moment when our Savior returns, because we have to live our lives in this world. God has given us responsibilities of things that we must faithfully carry out. Still, in the midst of prayer, you know, think about it. You pray at night and we never even know. And our prayers reflect not even knowing whether we will wake up in the morning here or in heaven. But regardless of when it is, our prayers are to place ourselves into the Lord's hands, and then whatever happens, happens. Not just in terms of our lives, but in terms of when he comes again. So as we prepare ourselves in lives, we also must prepare ourselves for the things of life that sometimes bring about sadness, tragedy. And as we wait for our Savior, there are going to be things that are going to be happening in our own lives that are going to make us wonder if we are ever going to be able to keep our focus on Him who is coming again. We suffer losses in life, and those losses are difficult as we await the King's return. There are going to be some difficult days between now and then, as long as we have life in this world. And who knows? The Lord may have called all of us long home before He returns. But we must prepare ourselves for the prospect that just as the people from the Old Testament who were given that promise knew that promise was going to be fulfilled at some point, and then just as things were starting to happen again, yeah, there was the kingdom under David, and then all of a sudden the children of Israel were sent into exile, and it was during their time in exile when these predictions about the coming of the Savior from prophets like Isaiah and Micah started to come forth. And all of a sudden, the children of Israel, in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, some of them were allowed to return to rebuild the temple. And well, one might have thought, is it getting close then? Well, no, it was almost 500 more years before the Savior actually came into this world as a baby born in Bethlehem. The next season, the season that starts the church year over again, is exactly what we're doing now. The season of preparing ourselves, of anticipating, of knowing that the time is drawing near. That has to be our lives. That although it has been a long time, I don't know that any of the Christians living in the time shortly after Jesus, the Christians living in the time of the Middle Ages, the Christians living at the time of Martin Luther, the Christians living at the time as they came over here to America so that they could worship in freedom. And don't forget, that is what brought many, if not most, of the people into the New World, including at some later point, a lot of Lutherans, so that we could worship our Lord as we prepare for His return. But I don't know that any of them had any cognizance that as we get now towards the end of the year, 2018, and yet another church year is coming to a conclusion and still the Savior has not returned. All that says it's, we know for a fact, it's closer than it ever has been. In the final days of the world, it is not going to be pleasant. In the days we live in now, it is not pleasant. In the final days of the world, we're going to wonder if anybody is going to care anymore about what the Savior is doing. We're warned elsewhere in the book of Revelation how the love of some will grow cold. Today, we wonder if anybody cares, and we are seeing even amongst God's people, God's faithful people, that in some the love has gone cold. The King is going to return, and we're anticipating it, and we're looking forward to it. But in the meantime, we lift up our hearts to the Lord. We close another church year looking to Him to realize that whether our lives are short or not, whether the lives of this world are short or not, while we can't know what's going to happen, we can know that He will be there to guide us. And so, my friends, for yet another year, another time we have to prepare ourselves for another Christmas, and then after that, probably another Easter, and we might be back here again 1 year from now doing the same thing all over again. In these final days, we prepare ourselves because the King is coming. Keep yourselves ready. Be on guard. Watch. He is coming again soon. Lord Jesus Christ, our hearts are united as your people. We've gathered together today in worship. We prepare ourselves once again to know that while the time is growing shorter and shorter, your return has not yet happened. But in some ways it has. We have the wonders of faith that have been placed into our hearts in baptism. And we have the promise that you will be with us to the end of the age. Be with us now. Enliven our faith. Hear our prayers day and night as we lift them up to you. And be with us through all of the difficult struggles waiting for us until you return. In your name we pray. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's confess our Christian faith now to the words of the Apostles' Creed. It's up on the screen. Please stand. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We receive our offerings. You may be seated. Friends, we lift up our hearts as we bow our heads in prayer, and please note that while we don't often do the responsive prayer thing this evening, we will. The response is up on the screen. O Lord our God, our hearts praise you. Our souls are glad because you are the rock of our salvation. From one generation to another, you show mercy to those who revere you. You bring down mighty kings from their thrones. You lift up the lowly and show that you are truly the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You have kept your promise to our forefathers and you have come to the help of your people. We thank and praise you that you have rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us safely into the kingdom of your dear Son. May we always live in that precious eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Increase the power of the Holy Spirit in us that we may be able to escape from the corruption of this world as we wait for his return, leading a life worthy of him who gave himself for us. Help us through your word to grow in the grace of him and the knowledge of his will. Renew us by your power so that we may live as you desire and do what pleases you, firm in faith and love, strong in wisdom, patient in endurance, rich in brotherly kindness, joyful in compassion. Fill our hearts with constant awareness of your generous love, that we may always live to your praise until that time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Exert your gracious power in our own land, that we may obey your voice, correct what is wrong in our society, not be conformed to it, but transforming it by the renewing of our minds and the renewing of the hearts that you give to your people. Bless our homes. Keep them free of all strife and conflict. Help all to know our eternal King, who alone gives life in all its fullness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask for your mercy for all in need, for anybody who's going through any difficulty of body, soul, heart, and mind, for those who struggle, having lost a loved one, for those who have seen tragedy and now are facing their first Thanksgiving weekend without somebody special in their lives. We now lift up before you someone in our own lives that is in need of that special comfort that comes from you. Support them with your strength. Deliver them by your goodness, that they may always rejoice in your fatherly wisdom and care. Give us a sincere concern for the truth and godliness so that we finally share in this eternal kingdom of light through Jesus Christ our Savior, who has taught us to pray his prayer, which we now pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our service concludes at the bottom of page 9, and our service folders are up on the screen. Let us close in prayer together. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son into the world to die and rise for the sins of the world, and you have promised that he is coming again soon. Keep us firm in the true faith, ever clinging to your promises, and ever watchful for your Son's return, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Receive the blessing of the Lord into your hearts and into your homes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Thanksgiving weekend. Again, Advent starts this coming week with our Wednesday night. But remember again, everything now this time will be here somewhere in this building. So friends, go in peace. Serve the Lord.